I grew up in New York City, and there is no such thing as stopping by for an unexpected visit. There just is no stopping by in New York, period. If you've decided to pay someone a visit, you have committed to much more than that. You've committed to walking down the street, to going underground for a subway ride, to having a conversation with a doorman, and to riding the elevator with complete strangers. Here is totally different. There is stopping by all the time. If your car is in the driveway, then there's just a good chance that a friend passing by will notice and pop in. This friend doesn't necessarily expect anything from you. You don't have to whip up blueberry muffins and iced tea or cancel your evening plans. In fact, they'll probably be leaving right as you finally pried that old ice out of the freezer and dropped it into two glasses. I have one friend down the road who swears by the unexpected visit. She's a new mom, and she says she loves the company, the impromptu check-ins. And when I asked if I could at least text her before I planned to come over, she said, no. I love it when I'm surprised. So a few days later, I finally got up the courage to stop by for a visit, and when she opened the door, she looked exasperated. She was bouncing her baby on her hip. I forgot to tell you, she said, shooing me inside. Don't knock, just come in. So since then, I have tried without success to just go in. She insists that it's easier, that she can't hear a knock from the back of her house, and that the worst case scenario couldn't possibly be that bad. But all I can think about is how unpleasantly surprised I'd be if someone did the same to me. Like, what if I were plucking my eyebrows in the living room or having a loud one-person dance party? These are things that people don't ever need to see. This is why the doorbell was invented. It has taken me nearly 2 years to get used to the unexpected visit. It no longer alarms me when someone stops by unannounced, and I don't immediately assume they have come to deliver bad news. In fact, these visits usually involve a dozen fresh eggs or a piece of town gossip. And at the very least, it's real conversation with a friend. The kind of conversation that I longed for in New York, walking down the street and passing face after face, feeling totally overwhelmed by the anonymity of myself and everyone around me. So the other day, I made an unexpected visit. As I was walking up to my friend's front door, my heart was racing. I was thinking, was it a good time? Would they be happy to see me? Were we even good enough friends for me to just drop in? But my friend opened the door, one hand covered with an oven mitt, and smiled. Come on in, she said. I'm just baking cookies. Seriously, she said that.